This is Dr. Ali dictating his physical patient in Braxton, Braxton, Luther, Luther. Date of birth 12/10/1941. Place, future care, Sandtown. Date of service 10/27/2023. Is a history and physical initial evaluation. History of present illness. History of present illness. This 81-year-old male with known COPD, not on oxygen. Heart failure with ejection fraction of 45% to 50%. Paroxysmal AFib, hypertension, CKD, aortic regurgitation. He presented to the hospital with acute shortness of breath. Patient lives at home with his wife. He was noted to have a dyspnea, shortness of breath. He has been taking Anoro, Alipta, maintenance inhaler for COPD along with Albuterol inhaler. Because of dyspnea, short of breath, he was brought to the hospital by EMS. He was hypoxic, pulse off was only 76%. In emergency room, he was at tachypnic. Increased work of breathing, he was placed on BiPAP. He was hypertensive, blood pressure 179 over 70. He became hypotensive, with blood pressure 84 over 46. IV fluid given. IV nitro patch given that was subsequently discontinued, and his breathing started to improve. He was treated with doxycycline, concerning for pneumonic infiltrate on the chest x-ray. While in the hospital, x-ray revealed bilateral infiltrate, right greater than the left, concerning for community-acquired pneumonia. He also the prolonged QT intervals was 515. Echo show EF of 55% to 60%. Cardiology consulted. Patient has a chest pain and he has a troponin leak. Found to have sinus tachycardia. AKI was managed. Paroxysmal AFib with prolonged QT interval. He was maintained on a carvedilol and Eliquis. Patient underwent cardiac catheterization because of abnormal imaging studies, and the left heart catheterization done on 10 October 2019, which shows stable multivessel coronary artery disease, no clear culprit lesion. Troponin leak was felt in the setting of demand ischemia. Patient's episode of VTAC on October 19, however, it was unclear etiology. Cardiology recommended EP, recommended continuous monitoring with a hole monitor upon discharge, holter monitor. Patient was on lisinopril, spironolactone. They were held. Because of CKD,
Wait a minute, let me call maintenance.
They recommended we can resume if the kidney is more stable.